the Maria and Chad Show.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
And now, another ridiculous episode of Florida or anywhere else.
I'm going to give you a headline, boys, and you tell me if the story is from Florida or from anywhere else.
You ready, producer JP?
I was born ready, Chad.
You're making faces at Maria over there?
I was raising my eyebrows to try and distract her, but it didn't work. She's focused.
I don't think that's going to help you in this game, but we'll see.
Couple accused of violating honor system, stealing $420 worth of honey from roadside stand.
Now it's our turn to choose Florida or anywhere else. Producer JP, you want to go first?
Yes. No offense, but I would not call people from Florida honorable, so I'm going to say Florida.
Florida as well. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it is Florida.
Okay.
Authorities have identified one of two people who stole armfuls of honey from this roadside honey store in Florida. The business operates on an honor system. You take your honey, you put the money in the little bin. They put $5 in the bin and took $420 worth of honey.
I should add, and maybe it's psychosomatic, but when I lived in Florida, I felt like oranges. You're talking about roadside stands.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like oranges and orange juice were better. Is that possible that they would, because oranges come from Florida, a lot of them?
Well, a lot of this honey is like orange blossom honey, so yeah. I don't know.
All right.
All right, next headline. Bed and breakfast offers cow cuddling stress relief.
Anywhere else?
I think you're right as well. I think I'm going to go with you.
New York, of all places.
Two in a row. Good job.
New York City.
Cows have this wonderful quality that when they are processing their food, they like to lay down and they become quiet. So the owners of this bed and breakfast allow the customers or the patrons of the bed and breakfast to go and pet the cows and lay down with them and cuddle with them.
So who's the spoon? Who's the spoon when you're doing it? And if they roll over, is that going to hurt?
I think the cow is the spoon in this particular instance just because of the size.
Okay.
And finally, man takes getaway horse to a robbery. Florida or anywhere else.
My dad always said if he robs a Dairy Queen, he's doing it on horseback. Don't ask me why. That's just something he's always said since I've been 5 years old.
That's awesome.
Florida.
I'm going to go the other way. I'll go anywhere else.
It's Florida.
Nice job.
3 for 3.
The winner.
A man who goes by the name The Rooster rode a horse to break into a Newport Richey, Florida home, riding his horse named Angel. They were seen on security camera footage wandering around the property. The man entered the home through a back window, and then the getaway horse got away, and the horse was found 2 miles away.